It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Don Gagne. For decades, the Ivory Coast was considered the most stable and prosperous country in West Africa. Kenya had a similar reputation in East Africa, but both have been plagued by turmoil in recent years. In a moment, we'll hear about accusations against those believed responsible for post-election violence in Kenya 3 years ago. But first, we're joined by NPR's West Africa correspondent, Ophabia Quist-Arkton. She's in the commercial capital of Ivory Coast, Abidjan, and has the latest on the standoff over who is actually president of that country. Ophabia, welcome.
Greetings from a rather jittery and edgy Abidjan, I can tell you.
Well, exactly. We're hearing reports of gunfire there. What can you tell us about what the scene is now?
Well, we were trying to go to where Alassane Ouattara, the gentleman who the international community says is the president-elect of Ivory Coast and who was certified by the United Nations after being declared president by the Electoral Commission. He and his supporters were meant to be holding a march. They said it was a march to take over the premises of the state broadcaster, state television. But we weren't even able to get to the hotel where his headquarters are because on the way we heard gunfire. First of all, it was pa 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 pa. It sounded almost like small arms fire. So we found another route, and that's when we almost crashed into a whole lot of marchers who said that they were fleeing because they had been attacked by security forces. Not 5 minutes later, as we were heading down a road thinking that we could perhaps get towards the hotel, these four pickup trucks full of red beret, I don't know whether they're soldiers or gendarmes, came with mounted machine guns, came zooming up. They all jumped down and they started going after the marchers. And then we heard more gunfire and then we came away.
So we had wondered what was going to happen with this planned peaceful march, but this is a very strong reaction from the military.
Indeed, and that's the military that's loyal to Laurent Gbagbo, the incumbent president, who says that he is the legitimate president of Ivory Coast because he was sworn in by the Constitutional Council, the supreme legal body here. But of course, the rest of the world, the African leaders, the White House, the United Nations Secretary General are all saying, step down, you lost this election. But his security forces, who have pledged allegiance to him, are really on the warpath today. They've set up roadblocks, making it almost impossible to get to that hotel. And we're told that the hotel, which is on the east side, across town from where I am, downtown in Abidjan, that there was loud, some sort of fire. We don't know whether it's mortar fire, gunfire, but that the delegation that was trying to march or hoping to march to the television headquarters has not been able to leave the hotel. That's the latest I'd heard.
And do we know anything at all of this, of the status or the whereabouts of the challenge? Who believes he won the election?
Alassane Ouattara, as far as we know, is in the hotel, the Lagoonside Hotel, where he is protected by UN peacekeepers. And there is a UN peacekeeping mission of about 9,000 here. But I have to add, Don, that the UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, just yesterday warned that because of the politically charged situation here in Ivory Coast, it could spark violence or reignite the civil war. And he has appealed to all sides to avoid any actions that could accidentally or deliberately lead to unpredictable consequences, as he put it. And that's exactly what's happened here now.
Ophabia, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton joined us on the line from the commercial capital of the Ivory Coast, Abidjan.